So, Mayor Bianski, we're going to let you just start off. Is there something in particular you'd like to chat about? Or do you want me to rake you over the coals a little bit first?
Continue with what Senator Shortner had to mention about the announcement on the GSK yesterday in Austin. That is a big day. I think they said the biggest decision in the Brazos Valley in the last 20 years. I think the chancellor and I would say one of the biggest decisions since the announcement of Texas University to this community here.
I think there's a possibility of that for certain.
I mean, and that's in conjunction with the BARDA announcement of a $300 million from the federal government. Now you've got the private sector partnership in this deal. So for the BioCorridor, which is in Bryan and in College Station, when you're talking about bringing in, this is just one piece of that puzzle. So they're talking about 7,000 jobs over 25 years, a $91 million facility. I think the impact, according to Ray Perryman in his report, was about $400 million that would come into our community in spinoffs and helping the economy over the next 25 years. You're talking about 7,000 jobs. So that's, and the governor said it, and I think it was quoted in many of the press releases that it was specifically mentioned that this would benefit Bryan College Station, but it is for the state of Texas, for the United States, and for our national defense, and then for our protection as citizens. So to have that opportunity here at Texas University, and there's a lot of people to thank. I mean, I think I mentioned earlier that our Johnny Football in this project was Dr. Brett Drawer. I mean, he's the one that needs to take a lot of the credit in bringing GSK here and working to get this BARDA grant and everything that's going to happen in the BioCorridor. The relationship between the two cities, Bryan and College Station, the city councils, the city staff get along better than ever before, in my opinion. We have no lawsuits between the cities. So for the first time, the cities, aren't suing each other. They're actually partnering together.
Working
to bring
and playing
in
well
jobs,
with others.
See what the fruits of our labor are. So, it's good when you get along and you work together for the benefit of the community. And a lot of great things can happen here. I want to thank the Board of Regents and Chancellor Sharp and all the folks that have been involved, the folks in Austin, Governor Perry and Senator Shortner and Senator Ogden and our state reps and, Speaker of the House Strauss and David Dewhurst, our lieutenant governor, because any of those folks could have killed, the actions of what happened last night if the Speaker of the House didn't support it,
sure,
or the lieutenant governor didn't support it. But they understand the importance and significance of making Texas the third coast. So you've got the East Coast and West Coast with pharmaceutical giants, and now you're going to have I call it the Gulf Coast, the third coast here in Aguiland, So this is going to be earth-shattering, not only for the Brazos Valley. I think this is a big thing, but it's going to be big for the state of Texas.
Well, there was a study done some years back that said that this area really needed to diversify away from the university a bit because, majority of the jobs were tied into just one place. Now, this is related to the university, but in that vein, it's something almost completely standalone because it's not just for teaching, as it were.
Well, and you've got
and research.
All the new private sector businesses that are located
crop up
in the BioCorridor. I mean, we just closed a property with Woodbolt this past week, and they're a nutraceutical company,
right,
that is one of the biggest suppliers to GNC. It has nothing to do with those public sector jobs. They're all private sector jobs, high paying jobs. So, it's great, with our business park out there, the new Texas Triangle Park on Highway 6 in 2018. I mean, we've got some higher-end manufacturing jobs that are coming in, and one of the probably the largest business to ever come to Bryan College Station will be announced probably in the next 30 to 60 days.
No kidding.
For that park, and so you're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars.
Can you say what it is?
It's manufacturing. I'll just leave it at that at this point.
That's fair. I don't want to grill you too much.
But, so there will be jobs and average wages there, probably about $35,000, $40,000 range. So we've got jobs in all sectors, jobs in all price ranges. And then, the service sector that benefit from it, whether y'all are selling radio ads or if someone's selling them a home or if someone's doing their laundry, their cleaning, restaurants, retail establishments.
Placing help wanted ads.
everyone's going to benefit from these new jobs that are coming to the Brazos Valley and the Research Valley area here. So I want to thank Todd McDaniels with the RVP and our Bryan Business Council. There's so many people that have been involved to get to this point. And this didn't happen overnight. I mean, this has been worked on by previous councils and Bryan, previous administrations, and getting the Health Science Center to the west side. You know, without the Health Science Center, you wouldn't have had the BioCorridor. Without the BioCorridor, you wouldn't have the BARDA deal and the GSK deal. Everything is dominoing. So what's good for Bryan is good for College Station, and what's good for College Station is good for Bryan. But it is an exciting day, and I think years down the road, you know, probably within the next 5 years when we see everything come to fruition out there in the BioCorridor, we'll see the impact that it's going to have on our community here. But we're still in tough economic times, and people are underemployed and unemployed, and they're looking for jobs. And I deal with students in the real estate business all the time, and they want to graduate A&M, and they'd love to raise their families here in Aggieland and stay here and watch Johnny Manziel on the weekends and playing football.
Absolutely.
But they go to Austin, they go to Houston, they go to Dallas because they can't get the type of wages that they're looking for in the jobs.
They have to pay off that student loan.
Opportunities. And so now this will afford them to stay here in Aggieland and continue living that Aggie dream. So it's good for our community. It's a big day for Texan University System, the state of Texas, and for Bryan College Station.
We're visiting with Mayor Jason Bianski from the city of Bryan. Now, the joint planning meeting with the Planning and Zoning Commission regarding the 2013 plan of works. Any direction on that?
Well, I'm going to have to pass on that. I wasn't present for that discussion yesterday. I was actually in Austin for the GSK announcement, so I didn't get back to about 4:30 or so. But our Mayor Pro Tem Ann Horton did participate in that. But when we visit with our Planning and Zoning Commission, the council will talk about some items that they want to address. There's some concerns that the Planning Department and the Planning and Zoning Commissioners would like to address. If they want to work on, like, the West Side Historic District, or if they want to work on the central part of Bryan, or if there's other changes that they'd like to make, then they'll bring that up at that time, and the two governing bodies will talk about some of those changes. But I didn't hear some of the comments of the commissioners. I haven't looked at the minutes of the meetings yet because those haven't come out. But I was not present because I was in Austin for the announcement at that time.
Mr. Mayor, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. You have anything you need to wrap up with?
Yes, I just want to remind everyone, I think Congressman Flores mentioned it before, but continue to keep Mitch Moran and Ricky Manti in your prayers. They're definitely making progress up in Galveston, and continue to keep the Wallace and Pickard families in your prayers. We're going into the Easter season here this weekend, and want to wish everyone a blessed and happy Easter, but please continue to remember all four of those families in your prayers. They're going through a lot right now, and the sacrifices that they have made for our community and to make it a better community. So God bless them, and I want to thank you for this opportunity to be here today.